This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. It's been revealed the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne intends to close its HIV acute care facility, Fairfield House, on December 1st, World AIDS Day. Broadcaster Dean Beck broke the story on Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9, after Brendan Cook, a patient currently at the facility, contacted him to express his devastation.
Fairfield House is God's gift to the HIV/AIDS community. It has been the saviour of so many people.
As the program went to air, Michael Williams, the president of the Victorian AIDS Council, called in to explain that his organisation had not been consulted on the decision.
Fairfield House provides an absolutely vital service for people living with HIV who need that restorative care, and the demand's only going to grow, so we really don't understand why they're closing it.
Days later, Professor Shannon Lewin, the head of HIV at the Alfred, spoke to Joy saying that patient care won't be jeopardised by the decision, stating that the hospital was refocusing their attention towards home-out care.
We're actually planning to expand our HIV services and redefine how we deliver care. And part of that will be moving inpatient care fully to the Alfred main block. So we aren't closing any beds, but we're going to consolidate our inpatient services on 7 West and expand our ambulatory outpatient services, which we think better meet the needs of the community, which are really now predominantly outpatient-based care.
Fairfield House originated following the controversial closure of the Fairfield Infectious Diseases Hospital in the late 90s and has a long history with the LGBTI community in Victoria.
The National Union of Students Queer Department has produced stickers raising awareness of gender stereotypes in public bathrooms. The stickers are asking people to stop and think before questioning someone's right to be in a gendered bathroom.
A school community in the United States has come together in solidarity for a trans student who was set on fire last week. Staff and students at Maybeck High School in Berkeley wore skirts to school to show support for the 18-year-old who is recovering from second and third degree burns after 16-year-old Richard Thomas allegedly set fire to the teen's skirt. Thomas of Oakland High School has since been charged as an adult with hate crimes.
In a huge week for marriage equality in America, Illinois and Hawaii will become the 15th and 16th states to allow gay couples to legally marry. In Illinois, the vote was tinged with sadness for one of the bill's co-sponsors, who left the bedside of her dying son in order to cast a yes vote. Democrat Naomi Jacobson rushed to the state's capital when the vote came up, and when she returned, her son, who suffered from a neurodegenerative disorder, had already died. The measure needed 60 votes, and with Jacobson's vote, it passed with 61 in total. In Hawaii, a citizen's filibuster against the bill lasting for 57 hours failed, with lawmakers approving marriage equality by 30 votes to 19.
Staying in the United States, and House Speaker John Boehner is refusing to bring the Employment Non-Discrimination Act up for a vote, which passed in the Senate last week. Senator Tammy Baldwin dismissed the Speaker's claims that the act, known as ENDA, would cost jobs, challenging him to call a vote.
This is about America's core and fundamental values, freedom, fairness and opportunity. Just bring it up for a vote.
But the creator of the It Gets Better project, Dan Savage, says ENDA's passage would be largely symbolic.
These laws are wonderful. We need to pass them, but their impact is largely symbolic because most people who want to fire somebody for being gay are not going to be so stupid as to put it in writing.
People in the Republic of Ireland will vote on same-sex marriage in 2015, the country's Justice Minister, Alan Shatter, has confirmed. The most recent polls of Irish voters show support for marriage equality riding high at 75%.
Coming up, have you ever looked at a gay guy and thought maybe he's born with it? Well, maybe. It's science. We'll have more after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
An LGBT rights organisation has created a video which shows how gay Olympians will be forced to celebrate with their loved ones in private at the upcoming Sochi Games. The video, produced by All Out, is presented through the eyes of a lesbian ice skater who is conflicted after a gold medal win. All Out is calling on the International Olympic Committee to uphold its anti-discrimination policies at the Games.
Whilst the Olympic Games are the most visible manifestation of what we do, we also endeavour to bring joy to people's lives by bringing them sport and the values it teaches. It is perhaps that of respect which stands out.
And Out magazine has released its top 100 for 2013, featuring a record number of LGBT athletes. American soccer player Robbie Rogers leads the list, which also includes French Olympic swimmer Casey Legler and US basketballer Brittany Griner.
Thanks, Tanya. And a new study out of a Prague university has found that gay men have more masculine facial features than their straight counterparts. The research from the Center for Theoretical Study at Charles University compared 73 gay and 73 straight Caucasian men's facial features and found gay men have wider and shorter faces, smaller and shorter noses, and bigger and more rounded jaws.
And that's what's powering the LGBTI debate this week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.